It's not yet 8 in the morning. The day following our last episode, as Perry Mason enters the town of Smithville.
Well, so this is Smithville. You made good time, Perry.
Yeah. It'll be an hour, at least, before we can start calling on doctors. Let us put that hour to good use. Come on.
Where?
Bus station.
Why the bus station?
Information. And it's highly possible that Suzanne Barclay came here by bus.
Good morning. Bus station. Mr. Davis speaking. Oh, yes, ma'am. 10:18.
Good morning, sir. Why, good morning. I would like some information, please.
Yes, sir.
When do your buses arrive from the city?
From the city? Two a day, sir. One in the afternoon. That's the 4:20. Then one at midnight. 12:05, actually.
That would be the one.
Yes, probably. Well, we'll check train schedules, too.
I beg your pardon?
Where is the railroad station, please?
It's 2 blocks over on Grove Street. But perhaps I can save you a trip. I happen to know their schedule. Oh, not only do I know their schedule, but I'm more than happy to give you the information.
Thanks.
Oh, please don't mention it, sir. That's one thing about Smithville.
What thing?
It's called Friendly City. That's our motto. The Friendly City.
Why, that's very nice.
I think so.
Me too. When do trains arrive from the city?
Huh? Oh, yes, well, there's just one train from the city. It gets in at 2 o'clock.
I see. Well, thank you. I won't take any more of your time.
Oh, I've plenty of time, sir, and I'm always eager to help a stranger.
Oh. Well, could you tell me something else? Are there any plants or factories where a stranger could get work easily?
Are you looking for a position?
No. A friend of ours, a young woman, came to Smithville several months ago. We're trying to locate her.
Oh, I see. Well, there's the stocking factory and the Smithville Pottery Works. You've heard of Smithville Pottery, haven't you?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course.
Now, if I could trouble you for the names of your night personnel.
Sir?
The people who are at work here in the terminal when the night bus gets in.
Oh, well, there's the night manager, Frank Stober, and the porter, Willie Bowman, and Mona Fox. She's waitress in the restaurant. Those three are about the only ones who'd see your friend.
Will they be on duty tonight?
Yes, sir. Only Mona don't come on till 12. She has the 12 to 8 shift.
Chief, it isn't 8 o'clock yet.
That's right, miss. You can talk to Mona now if you want. Look right through the window of the restaurant. That's her mopping.
What did you say?
She's supposed to be mopping the floor. But instead of that, she's mooning over those movie magazines. Come along. I'm going to speak to her. It's hard enough to get help, and when you do get them, you can't depend on them for one single thing. Just come over to the counter, sir.
Thank you.
Mona.
Hmm? Did you speak to me, Mr. Davis?
I did. And you might put away the magazine so you can listen. Here, I'll put it back in the stand.
Not this one you won't. This one's mine. Bought and paid for with my own money, Mr. Davis.
All right. Now, Mona, the gentleman wants to ask you a few questions. Mona.
I hear you, Mr. Davis. You better let him ask his questions because it's almost 8 o'clock.
What about it?
I get off at 8 o'clock.
Not this morning. You haven't mopped the floor.
I got news for you, Mr. Davis. I'm not going to mop the floor.
What?
Not this morning or any other morning.
Now, see here.
You better be careful what you say, Mr. Davis. It wouldn't take much to make me walk right out of that door and not come back.
Are you sick?
I feel all right. But if you want to know the truth, I'm sick of Smithville.
Sick? Of Smithville?
That's the truth, Mr. Davis. And something else, Mr. Davis. I've been thinking of taking a trip.
You have?
So don't you fuss at me or I will go away. I could spend a week in the city. I got enough money to spend at least a week in the city.
Where did you get that kind of money? Well, we'll speak of your sudden good fortune at a later date. Just now, put away the magazine and answer the nice gentleman's questions.
I'll answer them until 8 o'clock, and then I'm going home, Mr. Davis.
Well, this won't take long.
Oh, I have to get back to my cage.
Yes, well, thanks for your help, Mr. Davis.
It was a pleasure and a privilege, sir. I'll speak to you later, Mona.
Not after 8 o'clock, you won't.
What do you want to ask me?
Well, it's a very important matter, miss.
Another one of those surveys?
Oh, no, not a survey.
No?
No, and it's more important than I can tell you, so I would appreciate your putting away your magazine and...
Well, I'm just looking at the pictures.
I can listen to you and look at the pictures at the same time.
I'd like a cup of coffee, wouldn't you?
Why, yes. Could we trouble you for a cup of coffee, please, miss?
All right. So what's your question?
Well, we're trying to locate a young lady.
What?
A young lady. She's about your age.
Well, how come you're asking me? I don't know anything.
Well, you may have seen her, because we think that she took the bus from the city to Smithville. This was in late October.
Well, I don't know why you're asking me. Hundreds of people go through here, thousands of people. Well, what's her name?
She wouldn't have used her correct name, but you might remember her because her right hand was bandaged. Well, be careful, you'll drop the cream.
I gotta go. It isn't 8 o'clock. Yes, it is. Your watch is slow. It is 8 o'clock. And I told Mr.
Oh, no, wait, miss.
No, sir, not another minute. I'm going home right now. Well.
Bella, am I mistaken? Or is that girl frightened?
I don't think she's frightened. What would frighten her?
I have no idea. Unless I'm wrong, she is frightened.
Oh, now, Perry, she said she was going home promptly at 8 o'clock. All she's interested in is her movie magazine.
What did you say, Della?
She's just interested in her movie magazine.
Well, take a look at this.
Now, that's her magazine.
Yes. She was so scared she forgot her magazine. I don't know why, Della, but she is afraid. So let's go find out why.
As you know, Mona is afraid because August Jansen talked to her last night, posed as Suzanne Barclay's brother, told Mona that his sister is pursued by an evil man. Now, in his room in Smithville's leading hotel, August Jansen watches the bellboy clear away his breakfast dishes.
Is there anything else, sir?
I believe not, thank you. That was a good breakfast. Now, here, this is for you.
Gee, thanks.
Not at all. I appreciate good service. I'm willing to pay for it. For example, I need a bright and trustworthy young man to run an errand for me this morning. Have you a suggestion?
Why not let me do it for you?
Think you'll have time?
Oh, yes, sir. I have lots of time after breakfast. You just tell me what you want, mister.
Well, I want you to go and make a purchase for me. I'll give you $25 for the service if you'll give me your solemn vow to keep it a secret.
Secret?
Yes, because I'm going to play a joke. A practical joke, you understand.
Well, I guess so.
Well, let me explain. I have a friend, you see, and I want to play a joke on her.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in order to play the trick, I must make certain preparations, and I must move in absolute secrecy.
Oh, sure, I can understand that.
Of course you can. Will you promise never to reveal what you're about to do for me?
Well, excuse me for asking, but there's nothing wrong about this, is there?
Wrong? Of course not, my boy. I want to play a joke, and when I do, my friend will laugh louder than anyone. Oh, she will laugh.
Well, sure, I'll do it, mister. $25, you said?
If you promise.
Your word of honor, mister. I'll never tell anybody.
Good. Now then, close the door, my boy.
Okay. Yes, sir?
When do the stores open? 9 o'clock?
Well, most of them are open by 8:30.
Good. I see in your phone book there's a costume shop located near the university.
Yes, sir. I know where it is.
Now, do you think you can take a taxi out there, make a purchase or two for me, and return by 9 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very well. I want two items. First, a pair of heavy, dark glasses. Very dark, you understand. Mm. And then I want a good false mustache. Notice the color of my hair.
I got it.
My boy, I promise you, my friend will die laughing. Now, suppose you repeat what I told you so I know you understand.
Well, what do you think August Jansen is up to? And what do you think is up Perry Mason's sleeve? There'll be action and excitement in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?